Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What are you guys doing here?
What are you doing here? Wait, are you doing a podcast right now?
Welcome to the Robin Holly Show podcast.
Hey.
Hi.
What's up, Maren?
Hi.
Hi, Maren.
How's it going?
You look great. It's going.
Good.
I just was saying I'm not good at small talk. I need to be better at my answer. If someone's like, how's it going? I'm always like, it's going. Like, that's not very positive. It needs to be more like, it's going.
Just be honest. Yeah. I don't like small talk either.
It's going.
I'm too awkward for small talk.
Oh, good. So we're right in the same boat, Maren. We're just.
Well, let's start with all things positive. Congratulations on the CMA nomination for Album of the Year for Humble Quest. It's got to be one of the best ones to be nominated for, because it's not just a song. It's your whole work. Yeah. How are you feeling about that so far?
I feel great. It's such an honor. I mean, yeah, any nomination is huge, but when it's album, I feel like I've been like album has always been the most special one to me, just because it's not about your popularity or vocal or like how many tickets you sold. It really is just about your body of work that you put out that year or whenever. And so I think that it's always been a really special one for me. And you know, having one album for Girl back in 2019, that was such a surprise. So yeah, like it's definitely one that always feels really important and special to my process of writing songs.
And what makes this album special for you this time around? I think I might know, but I wanna...
yeah. It really felt like a family record to me, because I wrote so much of it with Ryan, my husband, and he's on a lot of the songs, or all the songs are about him. And I also, you know, a song on there called Hummingbird is about my son. And yeah, just kind of making it during the pandemic and being able to do something productive and also, you know, healing for me as the person making it was already really special to me. And the songs reflect that moment in time and memory for me. But yeah, having it be nominated is, you know, there's a lot of great records that came out this year. So all the other nominees in that category are put great work out. So to be in the ranks is a huge deal.
I know there was kind of it seemed like there was talk for a little while of like just the whole way that music is changing with streaming and everything, that albums were like almost a thing of the past. I feel like I disagree with that. Do you feel like when you're writing songs, you're always kind of thinking about the way it's going to come together with an album? Or do you think in the future it's going to be more just single, 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 single?
I mean, it's kind of changed now with the whole TikTok and streaming age, because I feel like people are listening to full bodies of work so much that they need more and more and more. Like, they need more songs. And every month there's like a new song from an artist dropping. So I do think like albums kind of did come back again, but now people move on so quickly from them and they want newer content or newer songs to obsess over, because we just, our attention spans are different now. But I like, you know, quality over quantity for sure. I'm not a very prolific person all day, every day. I write when I'm inspired, and then that faucet kind of shuts off, and then I go tour or I go, you know, live life and have more stuff to write about. And I need that kind of balance to be able to write songs that, yeah, I'm proud of. I need to go live life and then go write about it. I can't constantly be making stuff. That's just me. But yeah, I still believe in albums. I still believe in like a body of work.
I like it when they, oh, sorry. I like the record too. When you guys release records with it, I'm like, thank you. Cause it's so fun to have that.
Like, yeah. Oh, vinyl. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love some vinyl.
Do you feel pressure though for releasing stuff like back to back? Cause it does seem like in country music, especially, it's like, if you're not putting something out every year, I feel like there's a lot of pressure to keep it going, keep it coming. Like you said.
Yeah, I think there's always pressure to keep delivering content or stuff, whether it's photos or TikToks or reels or songs, you know, whatever it is. I think I had a conversation with Zed actually about this, and he was like, you know, people can pressure you to constantly put stuff out or post stuff. But he's like, I just look at the crowd when I go play shows. Have people showed up, whether I posted 1,000 photos that day or not? Yeah. So maybe your engagement numbers go down when you don't constantly remind people how busy you are. But your people, like your fans, are always there. And I think that's the most realistic. Those are human beings. That's more real than, you know, an algorithm number. And so that kind of like keeps me focused when people feel like, when sometimes I feel like I'm not doing enough to tell people that I'm still doing stuff. But yeah, it's a lot, man. It's exhausting.
I know. Tell me about it.
We have one more question before we have to go. Oh, and that is the song, I Can't Love You Anymore. It is so sweet. It is so filled with love and I absolutely love it. But are you okay with the comparison to Johnny and June on it because it is a duet and because I think they had that sweetness with each other and their voices? Are you okay with that comparison?
Oh, my gosh. I'm honored. I do not compare myself by any means to them. But I think those sort of duets, even though I Can't Love You Anymore isn't a duet, I feel like Ryan being the co-writer on it and him being like the harmony is, yeah, like those sort of country love songs, like I was mentioning Loretta and Conway with their song back in the day. It was like, You're the Reason Our Kids Are Ugly, which is one of my favorite duets of all country history. But also John Prine, Iris DeMent with In Spite of Ourselves. That's another amazing duet. But the lyrics are so wacky and funny, but they're so loving at the same time. I think those always intrigue me because it's like, how I feel like you could only write that or do that song with someone that you really know. So yeah, it's a love song, but it's like a quirky one for sure.
And your lyrics for I Can't Love You Anymore is very similar with the Michigan and the all of it. So thank you for that. Thank you so much for all the music. We appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Love Michigan.
Great to see you, Maren.
Thank y'all.
We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye. Sounds good.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Rob and Holly Show podcast. Follow us at Rob and Holly Show and listen weeknights on Odyssey Country and the free Odyssey app. AUDACY.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's better over here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.